Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on some of the inflation data out of the US. We had the core PCE number, which I think is worth just highlighting. We also had European inflation numbers, which look convincingly better. And then I think it's worthwhile mentioning what happened to South African PPI inflation last week. So a couple of inflation data points to focus on. And then the other focus, I think, needs to be on South African government revenue and expenditure. Overall, you would say that revenue is slightly behind budget. Expenditure seems to be in line with budget, but I don't think it represents too much of a risk at this stage. But clearly, if the economy remains lackluster and struggles to gain any momentum, then we are looking at a revenue shortfall in the February budget next year. As I mentioned in the introduction, I think there are three inflation data points from last week that are worth perhaps discussing in a little bit of detail. The first is the US core PCE inflation number. It came in for the month of July at 2.6%. Month on month, it rose by only 0.2%. The reason I think it's important is obviously from the Federal Reserve's perspective, this is a key indicator of underlying inflationary pressure in the US, and the fact that it is remaining reasonably under control. Now, obviously, 2.6% is still a fair bit above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. But the fact that it's only increasing by 0.2% and has remained fairly subdued in terms of monthly increases in the last couple of months suggests that over time the number will start to approach 2%. So it was regarded as a good outcome. It was mostly in line with expectations, but there was nothing in the data that really would create concerns. And in fact, it tended to suggest that broadly US inflation remains under control and moving in the right direction. The European inflation data, consumer inflation data, was also released last week, and overall, Europe's inflation rate has now moderated to 2.2%. That's damn close to the target of 2%, and during the month it benefited from base effects in the energy sector. So quite a nice and a meaningful slowdown in European inflation. At a core level, the inflation rate is still up at 2.8%, suggesting that on an underlying basis, there is still a degree of inflationary pressure in the system. But I think it's progressed enough to allow the ECB to consider cutting interest rates again before the end of the year. The ECB has been fairly cautious in terms of their interest rate outlook. They've started cutting interest rates, but the message from some of the key ECB officials has been a cautious approach and not wanting to commit themselves to ongoing interest rate reductions. But I think the latest inflation number makes it more likely that they will cut at least another once or twice during the remainder of this year. And then finally, we had South African producer inflation numbers out for July. I thought the number was very good in the sense that it suggested very little inflationary pressure at a manufacturing or producer level. The number has now moderated to 4.2%. But what stands out is that if you look at the month-on-month change, it was actually a decline of 0.2%. And if I look at the previous month, that was also a decline. And when we break down that decline into the major components, there are very few categories that are showing any sign of inflationary pressure. Most of the categories are declining month-on-month or remaining fairly unchanged, indicating that on the whole, South African manufacturing sector is not experiencing in much inflation and are unable to pass any inflationary pressure on to the retailer. Now, that's good news in terms of being able to control South Africa's inflation overall, but it's bad news in terms of suggesting that the manufacturing sector is incredibly lackluster and really struggling to have any form of pricing power. It doesn't mean they're not facing some cost pressures themselves. Clearly, the cost of electricity, cost of water, cost of labor would all be something of a problem in terms of their overall manufacturing cost base. But clearly, the data is indicating that they have got no ability to pass that on. And so what it should do is continue to ease inflationary pressure at a consumer level, ultimately allowing the Reserve Bank to start cutting interest rates this month and then continue those cuts well into next year. The second topic we want to discuss is South African government revenue and expenditure. They released the data for July last week, and so that's given us the first 4 months of the fiscal year to try and assess how government's fiscal position is unfolding. In terms of expenditure, you would argue that that's pretty much in line with budget. It doesn't mean that expenditure is being well applied. In other words, how is expenditure being allocated? We'll only really know that when we get the medium-term budget policy statement. But so far, you would argue that they seem to be able to effect some form of fiscal discipline, and that government's focus on at least controlling some of the key expenditure items appears to be bearing some positive results. So the focus then shifts to government revenue. The government put in a fairly demanding revenue expectation in the February budget, and you would argue so far it is a bit behind budget. I don't think it is dramatically behind budget to raise significant concerns, but there are a couple of areas that are worth flagging. The first is corporate tax revenue is off a higher base, and clearly corporates are struggling to continue the sort of tax payments that they've achieved in recent years. And so we've seen an ongoing reduction in corporate tax revenue. The first 4 months of the year, tax revenue from corporates down 6.8% year on year, which is sizable. The minister was budgeting for a decline of 3.3%, which indicates that corporate tax revenue is starting to fall meaningfully behind budget. And I do expect that that will intensify as the year progresses. It seems very unlikely that South Africa's corporate sector will be able to accelerate tax revenue in the second half of the year. If we then turn our attention to individual income tax, that's holding up fairly well. If we look month on month, year on year, the numbers are double digit growth. And clearly what's benefiting in terms of personal income tax is the fact that the minister did not adjust the tax brackets for the impact of inflation, what we call fiscal drag. In effect, because inflation then increases people's salaries ultimately and results in government collecting proportionately more money, by not adjusting for the effect of fiscal drag, the government is able to generate significantly better tax receipts. And so each month in the first 4 months of the year, individual income tax has far exceeded what the government's been able to collect in recent years, allowing for the tax revenue data overall to remain respectable. I do think, though, that we'll probably see this category come under a little bit of pressure as the year progresses. And so we are looking at a net revenue shortfall. As I said in the introduction, I think the shortfall is manageable. I don't think it's necessarily going to concern the bond market at this stage, but very clearly the risks are to the downside. What is going to help, though, is that I think the government underestimated the revenue they collect from the two-pot retirement system, which has kicked in from the 1st of September. The government adopted a very conservative approach to the revenue they can collect from that form of receipt, and I think they could effectively end up doubling their estimate. And so that will help to mitigate some of the overall revenue loss. But nevertheless, I think it's going to reflect that in February next year, there's been some fiscal slippage, and that clearly without economic growth accelerating, government's fiscal position is going to remain under pressure, and that effectively government's not going to be able to spend the type of money that the economy really demands. And so the message going back to government is that they have to really get serious about trying to grow this economy in a meaningful way, try and expand the tax base, try and encourage more formal sector employment, and then perhaps they can start to make a difference to their overall fiscal position. So the tax revenue is holding on, but as I said previously, the risk is firmly to the downside. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.